USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are speaking out on the school shooting in Texas at a hearing to confirm the next director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Killing of children is sickening and heartbreaking. Schools should be a safe place for students and educators.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, meanwhile Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin of Illinois, opens a hearing and says that more gun control is needed.
This is the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm proud to chair it. This committee has the jurisdiction under the rules of the Senate to consider the measures that could make this a safer America.
President Biden also using the tragedy in Uvalde to push for more gun control legislation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Lawmakers want answers about the national shortage of baby formula. A Democratic-led hearing taking place on Capitol Hill and Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration let the situation become dire before responding.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse, or were they caught flat-footed?
The chairman of the Republican National Committee says her party's participation was high in Tuesday night's primary election.
We've got great races, but what we're seeing consistently in the data is that Republican turnout is through the roof in these primaries. We saw it in Georgia, and that bodes well for us in November.
Ronna McDaniel noting turnout was high for both in-person and absentee voters. While Georgia will once again be one of the most watched states thanks to highly anticipated races for governor and Senate, Pennsylvania will still be a hot topic. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Life Line now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Republicans in Georgia are reacting to a much-criticized voting bill that passed last year. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Election Integrity Act in Georgia was portrayed by Democrats, including President Biden, as Jim Crow voter suppression laws. In fact, Major League Baseball stripped Georgia of the All-Star game last year because of what politicians were saying. Now, after the first big election and the new law in place, Georgia set records for voter turnout. Representative Jody Heiss on Newsmax.
Listen, this bill from the very beginning, SB 202, was all about getting greater access to voting while at the same time making cheating more difficult. And the fact that we are seeing outrageously high numbers of voters shows that indeed that is the case.
The outbreak of monkeypox should be monitored but not worried about. Pfizer's CEO Albert Bourla making those comments on CNBC while at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Monkeypox is a viral disease that occurs mostly in Central and Western Africa. The largest active-duty military base is poised to get an extreme makeover. A federal commission is suggesting that Fort Hood in Texas be renamed to honor Richard Cavazos, who was the Army's first Hispanic four-star general. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.